to sell your car by fall.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.
Now, I probably don't need to tell you this, but South Africa continues to grapple with increasing instances of water shortage and extended water interruptions, and particularly in Greater Johannesburg. So I suspect that we need a little internal risk management. That's the view of Lizette Erasmus, who is manager of insurance expertise at IntegriSure Brokers, and joins me on the program tonight. Lizette, a very warm welcome to you. And we don't need to talk about the water problems, and I suspect that you're getting more calls from people. What is the best way or the starting way in managing the increased risk of things like water interruption and geyser damage?
Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners. Yes, we recently had the same experience in our area where we were stuck without water for a while. There are various options for consumers when it comes to water interruption as to how they can deal with it. And the wonderful thing about South Africans is that we are quite resilient, and we've seen our consumers deal with the load shedding. And my advice to the consumers would be is to do your homework, do research, and chat to other consumers that have looked at alternative water supply production or to store water. And there's various options. There's your rainwater that you can use that obviously you store in tankers for a later use. There's groundwater that you could use by drilling a borehole. Obviously, that's quite an expensive exercise and it takes some time. But the more important thing is that whatever you then budget for is to keep in mind that if you are going to use that water for drink water for your full domestic supply purposes, is that you need to also budget for a filtration system to make you sure that it is safe for usage.
I mean, you're absolutely right, and all of that is good advice, Lizette, but the problem, of course, is that it all comes with added expense. You mentioned boreholes, for instance. That is a very labor-intensive and not necessarily a cost-effective way of doing things. Consumers are under a lot of pressure at the moment, and often, if you'll excuse the pun, they are left high and dry.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, there is such a risk associated with it. You know, we have the health risks and that's something totally different. But even, I think the main thing is for consumers to try and mitigate the risk at their own homes. And the best way for that to do is to actually immediately when you have an outage in your area, whether it is a planned outage or, you know, a disruption due to a burst pipe in the area, is to immediately switch off your geyser. Because if you don't do that and your geyser does run dry, one of the things that do happen is that we have dry heating and the elements were not actually manufactured to be heated while dry. And this then could cause your geyser malfunctioning, it causes damage to your thermostat, your element, and then at the end of the day, it could actually cause even a fire. It could even be so dangerous. So that is the first thing to do, is to immediately switch off. And when it comes back on, please don't immediately switch your geyser on. Allow for the time for it to fill up to minimize your risk. And then obviously another recommendation I would make is that you discuss it with your plumber that does your regular maintenance on your geyser, is to find out if your geyser is fitted with an anti-siphon loop. Now, what that does is when there is a water disruption, very often your hot water will then push back into your system. And then when you open your cold water tap, you have the steaming hot water running out of your cold water tap. Obviously, that could even result in burn wounds, but you don't want that to happen because then obviously your geyser runs dry very quickly. So you must make sure that you have such an anti-siphon loop, and your plumber could assist you with that.
What I'm also hearing you say is that it's important for us to take matters into our own hands. So many people have done it with electricity. Now we pivot and we've got to start doing it with water. And there is also good technology available, online remote management tools and even sensor devices that can look at water-related risks. Again, useful to have, important to install, but they come at a cost.
Absolutely. It does come at a cost, but there is benefits for the consumer doing it. And really, consumers are spoiled for choice. And that's the wonderful thing. Once again, make sure you do your homework. Speak to other consumers that have installed the product or made use of it in terms of service delivery and effectivity. So a smart geyser controller could change any geyser into a smart geyser. So with Wi-Fi capability, you can actually then with your cell phone, with the use of an app, actually control your geyser from anywhere. You can switch it off, you can switch it on, you can even control the temperature. Now, the great thing about this is that it will also help you then at the end of the month to reduce your geyser electricity usage. You can actually monitor your energy usage, and the very important point that's wonderful about these products is that it can actually send you an alert message if there is any malfunction on your geyser. So you can actually preempt and tell you, listen, there is something wrong. You are maybe, you know, looking at a burst geyser happening. Immediately switch it off, you know, put off your water and get a plumber out to assist. So that is very important. So there is definitely, although there is a cost implication, there's also a saving for the consumer at the end of the day.
Lizette, I'll tell you a small story though, and one's got to be aware of this, is that same technology obviously applies to solar heating and to inverters. I have the app on my cell phone, and Mrs. Mags actually had to deactivate the app for me because I was becoming utterly obsessed with monitoring my solar input and what it was doing to the inverter. And then I became a bore, Lizette. It's all I spoke about. And then family started to disown me, and it just got silly. So all very well to rely on the technology. That's a good thing. But become or don't become completely obsessed as I did. Absolutely. But on a more serious note, is there these days or are there these days separate or additional insurance options for a geyser alone, or does it form part of the bigger household policy?
It definitely varies from insurance provider to insurance provider. So my advice to any consumer when they do insure their building would be take time and chat to your insurance provider. Say, what is covered? What is included? What insured perils are there is covered for my geyser? There's lovely assistance products available in the industry and in the market where they can actually assist you even with the maintenance, and I cannot emphasize it enough. So very often we forget about a geyser. You know, it's out of sight, out of mind, and that should be serviced just like a vehicle. And also depending on, obviously, even on your water quality, the frequency should be increased. So anything between every 2 to 4 years, you should have your geyser serviced. So speak to your product supplier and do understand the cover, understand what additional benefits are there linked to the product in terms of geyser maintenance and service products, what is available, and more importantly, to understand what you should do in the case of an emergency. And I think there's so many listeners that can relate to this. You wake up in the middle of the night and you hear this dripping water on the ceiling, or it's just running down the walls already. And who do you contact? What do you do? So my advice would be is make sure you understand after hours, who can I contact for help? Save that number on your phone. But more importantly for me also is make sure that your building is adequately insured. I think consumers forget impact of inflation on the building cost. Your building should always be insured for the rebuilding cost.
Yeah, that burst geyser really is a rites of passage process for many homeowners.
Absolutely.
How many of us haven't walked down a flooded passage at 2:30 in the morning? Lizette Rasmus, I'm going to leave it there from IntegriSure Brokers. Some useful advice, and I do appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.